This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've only got Bev Harris with us for about 15 more minutes. I appreciate her coming on such short notice. I want to get her back up in the future for 2 hours so she can calmly go over the history, the modern history of election fraud, not voter fraud, but election fraud by government officials, Republican and Democrat. But now you have this unified system with these touch screens going in, and this is such a massive story. Bev, continuing, there's so many facets. What areas do you think are important for people to be aware of with the incredible research you and others have done?
Well, one of the things I haven't, now there's blackboxvoting.com, which you've mentioned. That's the site about my book and so forth. It has some articles. There's a new site called blackboxvoting.org, and that site has it has the latest breaking exposés, but it's also got activism. And people can jump right in and get busy and do stuff, and it's really making a difference already. One of the things that we need to do right now is get after the League of Women Voters, because let me tell you something. The League of Women Voters is one of the main obstacles that we are facing in getting fair, auditable voting right now.
Well, you know they've been caught in Florida back 10 years ago on video punching out the Chads, stealing elections. I've found that they're one of the biggest groups out there working for the establishment.
Well, the interesting thing is the League of Women Voters, they have a lot of different local chapters, and the local chapters are often not quite in sync with what the national chapter does. I'm actually very curious about whether the national chapter has received contributions or money from the voting machine companies, because they've taken such a strange stance. Now, there's something really important happening now. There is a congressman in New Jersey, his name is Rush Holt, and he has put a bill on the floor nationally in Congress that would mandate a voter verified paper trail, would take all remote control, all remote access mechanisms out of the voting machines, and would mandate audits of these things.
That is a great bill.
It's a great bill. It's House Bill number 2239. But, you know, the main, and he's getting lots of co-sponsors because...
If I can get Rush Holt on, will you come on with him?
Oh, sure, I will, yeah.
Okay, I'll set him up for the show.
He's doing something really important. A big obstacle they're facing, though, is the League of Women Voters is out there against a paper trail.
Against a paper trail.
Against auditability, and against his efforts to get the remote stuff out of the machines. Now, that is, frankly, a wrong-headed position for them to take. And one of the things I encourage your listeners to do is call them up. Call up the national and the local branches and say what of the League of Women Voters. Blackboxvoting.org has over 200 contact numbers for them, by the way. So you can just go there and get contact numbers, emails, phone numbers, and so
forth. Well, Bev, Bev, they really ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Yes,
I mean,
they
think
should,
about
and I
that.
Think it's time to start showing that there are consequences for this. If they want to do that, they are going to have to face the criticism that is appropriate from the public, because we don't want our vote to become roadkill.
Well, I'll tell the listeners right now, Bev, and we got a final segment coming up with you in a second, that if they don't get out and protest these voter companies, these fraud companies with signs pointing out that there's no paper trail, that the boxes are remote accessed, that you've got military-industrial complex people heading up most of these companies, and I've researched it and so have you. If we don't start boycotting and protesting the League of Stealing Votes, I mean the League of Women Voters, if we don't, because that is despicable that they're lobbying against HB 2239.
Exactly.
They're lobbying against a paper trail when that's what America and any other free society is all about. That is incredible.
That is right. That is right. They need to be called to task for that. I agree. It's, you know, the day has passed when these folks can do this with no consequences. Because let me tell you, people understand. All they have to do is get educated a little bit, and we aren't having it.
Well, they better understand. This is a big, big deal. Folks, I'm Alex Jones. Our final segment with Bev Harris. here on the other side, and then I'm going to get into some of the other geopolitical news. But the issues don't get any bigger than this, and we appreciate her joining us. We'll be right back.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTEX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 800-419-2335. Again, we are RTEX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it's like trying to cover the Encyclopedia Britannica in 30 minutes, but we're talking about election fraud, the government designing it. Governments always have wanted total control. The republic's being destroyed before your very eyes with these touchscreen election systems where they are remotely accessed by modems, by wireless modems, no paper trail. And the Congressman Rush Holt has introduced HB 2239, and Beverly Harris was just exposing the fact that his bill is a good bill, would make the voting companies create a paper trail, make sure that these touchscreen systems cannot be remotely accessed, and that there be oversight. And the League of Women Voters, who we have found is involved in election scams everywhere and are a tool of the globalists, are trying to block that. They don't want you to have a paper trail. They don't want auditing in our elections. They don't want it to be open and free and fair. I tell you, Bev, this is incredible. Continuing in the last 5 minutes we got left with other key points the listeners should be made aware of.
Well, one of the things that, if you want an eye-opener, go to blackboxvoting.org, and the very lead article there, what I did, I went in, I rigged a voting system, a real voting system, Now, I didn't go and rig one with, you know, in a real election. I didn't want to go to jail, obviously, but I took the Diebold GEMS version 1.17.17. It is the official certified version. Went into it. Took me 10 minutes to bypass the passwords, and I actually show the computer screenshots so that people can see exactly how easy this is to do. Changed the votes. Changed the audit logs. This is really sad. I mean, what we've been told is that these machines are, we can trust them, and they're secure, and they're this, and they're that. Let me tell you, I'm not a computer expert by any means, and I went in and rigged a voting system using real software that's in use in the United States today.
Now you've
and
had
I don't
top,
even know what I'm doing.
Beth, you've had top programmers look at it. You just said that over 400 top programmers agreed with you. Talk about that news article where you published the findings and what the experts said about your findings.
Oh, yeah. They basically, if you want, if you bring up what I found in the fact that the systems that they're using Microsoft Access with the security features disabled, mind you. You know, get a bunch of programmers in at a party and start talking about this, and you will see them literally snorting beer out their noses when they see how bad this system is. They're like, they can't believe it. It's like you're using Microsoft Access with the security features disabled. And, by the way, apparently Microsoft Access is one of the less secure systems. They should be using something like SQL Server or Linux or something. But basically, they are appalled. And one after the next weighed in at Slashdot saying, this is just appalling. I mean, it's got to stop. It's got to stop now.
And on top of it, before when they were first selling it to people, oh, there's a record. Oh, it's good. You can... and now they're pushing by law at the state level to make the counties do it, to take the paper trail away, and the League of Women Voters is lobbying to take the paper trail so there's no record. I mean, folks, that's so obvious a two-year-old could figure that out.
It is. As soon as I saw that, look, tell the IRS we want to take away our receipts. We're not going to, oh, you know what, I'm just going to give you something out of my computer. I mean, come on. The reason the paper trail is important is because it's verified by an independent source, the voter. You know, you can't have the computer being the only verifier. You can't watch
how it records. They could easily have these machines spit out a receipt, and still people couldn't put all their receipts together later and check it. But if there was a recall, you could spot check, have it have a code number on it. People could bring that receipt back.
You want to have them all in a ballot box, because the reason is with receipts you can't ever total. You can't check the total. You'd have to run around and everybody's losing their receipts and so forth. You need to have...
I meant two sets, yeah.
Yeah, you want to have that, and then you want to have a robust way of auditing that. And even these little spot check audits that they have in a few states, it's not going to work. In fact, the rig that I did, which is on that the website, blackboxvoting.org, is actually designed to pass a spot check. It will pass a spot check, and the reason is because it uses multiple sets of books. And if you spot check it, it uses the right ones.
And let me
and
stop
if you.
Total
stop check
you.
It gives you the wrong ones.
You talked about one of the oldest tricks with the computer voting. That is where they take the paper ballots, stick them in, feed them into a computer tape, then the county clerk, whoever walks off with that, around the country they were caught with the computerized system, but the precursor to this, having different computer files and then just flipping numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody would be ahead, and I've been watching TV and then seeing the number flip at 2 a.m.
Oh, I have several reports of that, of flipping the vote, and it's an absolute flip. It's 100% flip. You know, they just, everybody goes from this to that.
And they just flip it right in front of you and say, hey, we're the government. We got cops and black ski masks with machine guns. You got a problem?
Well, I'll tell you something. This, you cannot solve something by hoping that some organization will do it or by hoping that Bev Harris will do it. Every single person listening, if you want your vote, this is one of those times when we're going to have to step forward and take action as individuals.
Well, this should be top story every day, and it's very simple. They're trying to remove any type of paper ballot, even a receipt. You've got Chuck Hagel owning the company that then got him elected in this, quote, upset landslide in Nebraska. That Nebraska company selling to everybody. You got other companies selling to everybody. Every time you check into them, they've, quote, got CIA connections and NSA connections and VNS connections. This is amazing, Bev, and for the average person, they don't know how the system works, and that should frighten them.
Right. There's no difference. This is the best analogy I can give you. If you go in, let's say you have a paper balloting system, and you say, I'm going to vote for, whoever you're going to vote for. I'm going to vote for Bob. And the lady who's taking your vote says, okay, I'll mark your vote down for Bob, but you can't see what I'm marking down. I'm going to mark it down under a ledge here so you can't see it. Nobody would trust that. That's ridiculous. Of course you want to see what was marked down for your vote. Well, when you vote on these computers, sure, the screen may tell you one thing, but you do not know what it's marking down inside the machine. It's exactly the same thing as having an election lady saying, I'm going to mark your vote down, but you can't see what I wrote.
And they use psychology. They go, oh, it's just like an ATM, the same technology.
Well, how many ATMs would you put your money into? I don't even do deposits in them anyway, but how many would you use if they didn't give you a receipt? It's not just
see,
like
an
ATM. See,
on top of it, there's no receipt. And then you've got it connected to a bunch of politicians and Chucky Schumer and Bush pushing for these billions of dollars to put the touchscreens in. And last but not least, Bev Harrison, we got to have you back up for 2 hours and have a couple congressmen and other guests on to let you basically interview them. And the website blackboxvoting.org and com, org's the big news site, com's about the great book that everybody should get. But, Bev, you know, for people listening in New York or Florida or Texas or Denver, Colorado or Pensacola, Florida, wherever right now, going back just briefly into how with these touch screens, that these are remotely accessible wireless Internet connections, and then they get on the news and say that's not the case.
Oh, yeah, I know. I actually, on my website, I have another link right now, and it changes every day, but it says Straight Answers in Short Supply. And I actually have about 9 different officials, and they just out and out lie. And then I included in there a photocopy from their own manual that shows the remote hookups. I mean, I'm like, okay, here you have the officials saying they're not hooked up. Okay, what is this photograph then?
Wow.
When you mentioned before that I've done financial fraud type writing and so forth, where I've looked into that stuff, the first thing you do when someone tells you don't look over here is you want to look over there. They've been telling us don't look at our remote access. Don't look. There's none. Don't worry. Nothing to see here. Move along. That's the first thing you want to look at. And let me tell you, it is amazing the amount of access there is to these.
Let me give you an example. And this is a separate issue, but it's in the same area. The Scientific Atlantic cable box, the new digital one. I have seen the manual. I have one of these things. It's been at MSNBC that it, quote, tracks what you watch and keeps a record of it and sells that psychological data to different groups. But there's a tiny hidden microphone, and they don't offer Internet access. They don't offer the use of it. They've been selling this for 4 years, and there is a big, fat microphone two-way in there.
Really?
And if you call them up, they'll deny it, and I've got the training manual that says it.
Really?
Yeah, there's a microphone in it. I mean, this is...
Oh, that's a little scary. Well, there you go. Well, some of these things... Well, here's another thing that we found in the source code that we're going to be looking into in more detail. Now, guess what? You go and you activate your vote with a card, and you go up, and the lady checks your name off of this voter registration list, and then she gives you a card, and they key in this little number. Well, in the source code for the voting machine, you know what it says? In activate card, it says get first name, last name, birth date, street address. Now, can somebody explain that to me, why we want that on our vote?
Yeah, now they're going to know exactly how you voted. And, oh, see, folks? Oh, yeah, in the Soviet Union, they would have somebody watching on a camera for who you voted for, and the vote didn't matter other than a gauge of who supported Stalin or whoever else.
Well, and the other thing we found in their files was a complete set of redistricting software. Again, why does a voting machine company need redistricting software?
This is, folks, this is the government.
We're dealing with something that there's a lot of answers, and I think as citizens, it's time we start demanding those answers. And if we have to, I think we should start dealing with subpoenas.
Oh, absolutely. We need some state grand juries to start some push for some indictments.
Yeah.
Bev Harris, can we get you back up soon?
We can. Yeah, you sure can. Give it another few weeks here, and then we'll come in with some new information.
All right.
Break it every week.
I'm going to get this congressman on. I'd like to have you on with him. Thanks for coming on the show. We'll be right back with a bunch of other news. Stay with us.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Joy Schreiling. As a nurse, I know the dangers of toxins and heavy metals in the body. Chelation treatments can rid the body of these toxins, but it can be expensive, time-consuming, and inconvenient. But now there's Detoximin. Dr. Bruce Halstead, the grandfather of EDTA chelation therapy, says that Detoximin is the only chelation suppository product on the market that has all the following attributes. It's legal, safe, comfortable to use, and has documented proof of its consistent effectiveness in its ability to chelate. 10 chelation treatments would cost about $1,000, but you can get approximately the same amount of chelation therapy for $289.95. This is an amazing breakthrough, and now you can rid your body of heavy metals and toxins in the privacy of your own home. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com to order your Detoximin today. Imagine the equivalent of 10 chelation treatments for only $289.95. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com and detoxify with Detoximin.
Hi, Jack Rounder with Midas Resources, the real money folk. Remember that ad from October of 2000? The NASDAQ was down 22% for the year? Well, it's since gone down another 40%. Folks, where will it bottom out? Unfortunately for many of us, the paper markets have already wiped out life savings with no hope of recovery. Don't let this happen to you. Call Midas Resources today at 800-686-2237. Gold spot at that time was trading at about $275. It is now up dramatically and looking very bullish. We recommended at that time to put a significant portion of your assets into the gold and silver collector coins. That advice still stands. Call Midas today, 800-686-2237. Collector coins are liquid, private, and portable. Downside risk is minimal in comparison to paper equities. The time to move to hard assets is now, before the momentum buyers further escalate the prices. Protect your financial holdings. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Jeff and others, we're about to go to your calls. I do want to briefly hit on some other news we haven't gotten to yet in the next segment, and then start the Ron Paul speech that he gave July 10th, talking about how the greatest threat to America is the neocons and how they are communist and fascist run, following the ideas of Trotsky. That's their own public statements. And Machiavelli, the guy who wrote The Prince, who called for dictatorship and slavery. So that's coming up as well, and more on the obvious assassination of Dr. David Kelly over in England for blowing the whistle, and much more. Right now, Warren in Colorado. You're on the air, Warren. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. What a great guest this morning. It kind of got me re-energized.
Does that show you how bad things have gotten, though, that they're publicly, that the League of Women Voters doesn't want there to be a record of how you voted and wants remote access by the government into secret voting machine systems?
Oh, yeah. I think there's a reason for it. And I'm going to give you a quick example. The year that Ross Perot was running, I guess it was early 90s, I don't even remember the year, but we had an amendment called Parents' Rights, and Social Service was really against it, along with the Sheriff's Department, and they kept lobbying against it. And the morning of the election, it was ahead by 15 points, and that night I voted for that, and I also voted for Ross Perot, you know, because he's kind of a neat little individual. The next morning, of course, the parents' rights didn't pass, but it was ahead 15% that morning of the election. And from that time forward, I decided never to vote again. And I'd be glad to research this and give you some more information.
Oh,
but
sir, they've been caught locally, state, and federal level engaging in election fraud. They've been caught red-handed, and they're doing it again. They're doing it in our face, in mass, one unified system. And saying you can't have a record of it, and then they're going to claim that you voted to have your kids taken, that you voted to have massive taxation, that you voted to have forced labor camps, that you voted to get rid of the Bill of Rights. This is the end, folks. They're setting up a dictatorship. This isn't a joke. This is it. This is everything on the line. They're taking over, and they're going to say, it's a democracy. You voted for it, Warren.
Yep. And I guess my whole point is what if this guy that, he worked all this, he worked hard and he understood how these state laws work, but then he wanted a recount and he wanted to follow that paper trail. But guess what? It probably didn't hit the news. And so this is why they want to go to no.
Look. I mean, in Austin, they've had recounts and found them stealing elections, and nothing happens. B1 Bob out in Orange County, he won. They admitted that they stole the election from him, but the Republicans turned their back. This is the plan. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
And then poor Bob Dornan still defends the neocons, gets on the air, and just sick. Okay, let's talk to Mark in Minnesota. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, my friend.
Yeah, I first became aware of the issue, it must have been around 1999, 2000, when I got a copy of the Collier Brothers book, Vote Scam. Pretty good book there.
Yeah, they caught League of Women Voters runs the election fraud in many cities.
Oh, yeah, and it's my understanding that the way that it's been is, voter news service, they can already sit out in their offices on 34th Street in New York and just push a button and change the vote count in pretty much any county.
It's hey, they're the group that no one's allowed in the building, and they tell the networks who won. And then the government's involved, quote, providing security.
Yeah,
third world countries, you know, we send poll watchers down to watch their process and certify it.
Yeah, and then they post the results like a day before the elections sometimes.
Yeah, ABC News, somebody in 98 got mad 2 days before, posted the exact results of the congressional off-year elections. I mean, somebody daringly, they probably got whacked for all we know. We don't know who did it. Posted the exact election results a day before on abcnews.com. And by the way, the screen save of that is posted on some of the websites out there.
So, yeah, it's my understanding, pretty much the grids are fragmented right now.
Yeah, they're having trouble unifying the election fraud. They've got different capos over other areas. Now they're unifying it.
Yeah, you'll have like one computer firm handling one grid, another computer handling another grid. So, yeah, now they're basically going to consolidate everything and make it.
And there's armed guards in black ski masks, and there's no receipt. You ask questions, you get arrested. Al-Qaeda is trying to undermine our election process. Yeah. This is the new America, folks. Giant prisons, armored vehicles, face scanning cameras, total information awareness network, hell on earth, the destruction of you and your family in your face. And they're going to vote to take your guns and say you voted for it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Homeowners, if you're drowning in high-interest credit card debt or have been turned down for credit elsewhere, grab a pen and get ready to jot down a toll-free number, because the credit people have got some great news for you. Right now,
4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Welcome back, folks. Alex Jones here. I'm looking at this Ron Paul speech called Neocon, and I guess if they get their electronic touchscreens in, he'll be out of office. Of course, they're going to have a problem, though, because polls will show Ron Paul is very popular, and then if they try to remove him, how are they going to claim that he loses campaigns? Of course, Bush publicly targeted Senator Bob Smith because he had a real conservative voting record in New Hampshire. The White House is publicly targeting other conservatives. They've said that they want to defeat Tom Tancredo in the next election, even if a Democrat has to get in, because Tom Tancredo has pointed out that Bush is really a liberal and wants open borders. This is the reality, but Ron Paul's neocon speech, you got to go to Infowars.com and read it, because he talks about how Trotskyites founded the neocons and how in their writings, even in the 90s, they call for terrorist attacks to get America behind a new world order, how they support Machiavellian politics, that they say evil is good. Ron Paul saying this about the Republicans we have in office, who are really just Democrat clones bringing in this new world order, and then they just have phony fights with each other to give you the illusion of a choice. So that's coming up. I'm going to start reading this, and I guess try to read the whole thing. I mean, it took Ron Paul 45-plus minutes to read this on the floor of the House. And we have 46 minutes of broadcast time at each hour, but this has got to be read on air, because I know a lot of you aren't going to go to the website, and you're not going to read it for yourself, and you're not going to make copies of it and give it to people. But what about the election fraud? I mean, it's right in your face, people. It's happening. 911's right in your face, how they carried it out. But they're counting on you to think you're a member of the establishment, to think it's not your place to get involved. It's your place to go to the baseball game and suck your thumb like a juvenile delinquent as your children's future is flushed down the toilet. People care so much about sports, they could care less about losing voting in this country. Or DARPA saying they're going to watch everything Americans do, violating the Fourth Amendment. Or secret arrest of citizens for no reasons. Let's take two more calls, and I'll hit a few final news stories I haven't gotten to, and then I'll get into Paul's speech. Let's talk to Lou in Colorado. Go ahead, Lou. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I did, like I said, get your film. I did send some out to Illinois and to some people here in Colorado where I'm at.
I appreciate you getting the videos.
Oh, yeah, believe me. And I'm, I do much more than that, too, because I put in a little bit of law so people can't be turned around. In other words, the General Welfare Clause, the Implied Power Clause, and the UN Treaty, the Treaties Clause are important to explain to people so they can't be turned around by lawyers giving them a BS line. And I back it up with documentation.
Are you finding that folks are waking up when they see the videos?
One guy told me he couldn't sleep at night after he saw it. But I says, if you have any questions, you talk to me. I'm pretty versed. I feel that I'm pretty versed after 30 years being in this, and I can respond to questions that people have on it.
Yeah, if people have trouble sleeping after they hear this radio show, when you see the videos, when you see the globalists doing it to you, this is all out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
This is all hidden in plain view, folks.
I have one quick question, and it's something I've probably been a little bit confused on. When they talk about the military-industrial complex, now, what is that different from the CIA, from the FBI, from the NSA? You know, what is the military-industrial complex exactly?
Okay, let me break this down.
And what's the pecking order?
Let me break this down. The pecking order is the royal families of Europe that own the tabloids, by and large, that own the tabloids. This is admitted. Track the owners of the big tabloids back, and it's owned by the royal family.
Right.
They create this illusion that they don't have any power, they don't have any money. Really rich people don't want you knowing how much power they have.
I understand that.
So it goes to the royal families, 50-50, basically, with the Rothschilds, Crumps, and other big industrialist families and banking families that own the private central banks, that own the printing presses, that print the money. So the really rich people print the money, issue the credit, control the banks. Now, out of them comes the military-industrial complex, and that's the companies whose shares are owned by the banks. That's the Lockheed Martins, the GEs that own the ABCs and the NBCs, that own the MTVs and the Paramount Pictures and all the rest of it, that then propagandize us, that then want war to not make money because they print the money, but to consolidate and grow their power and steal natural resources. So the military-industrial complex is the armored force, the weapons-producing, military-owning, and policy-writing force for the tiny cabal of no more than 20 families that own and run the New World Order.
I see. Okay. Now, does the NSA or these things are like subsidiaries? I mean, these.
Yeah,
what has more power, for instance, the CIA or the NSA, or is it? Or how is it, you know, sheriffs divided?
There are over 40 secret intelligence agencies that we know of in the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
Many, you know, if you talked about the NSA 10 years ago, they'd say, you're a kook, it doesn't exist.
Okay.
You know, you talk about Echelon, oh, the government can't listen to us, that violates the Fourth Amendment. Now they announce it, yeah, we've been listening to you forever. Shut up, this is freedom.
Yeah.
But to break it down, NSA, FBI, and its hostage rescue team, CIA, defense intelligence, naval intelligence, it goes on and on and on, all these different groups. But at the director level, it's all a rotating, revolving door.
I see. Okay.
People that are in the CIA then go into the NSA, or out of the NSA into the CIA, into naval intelligence, into Army intelligence.
So their key people are in different positions are being
rotated.
You got
the same, and then you've got their private counterparts of the CFR, who have government officials, banking officials, all the heads of major universities, all the heads of the major media, from Fox to CNN to ABC, are all CFR. And so you've got just a couple hundred guys and gals that run the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, ABC, CNN, Fox. It's all run by just a few hundred people, and they have a few thousand under them that carry out policy, lower-level CFR, and the heads of CFR are the heads of Trilateral Commission, the heads of Bilderberg Group.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. One quick question, and that is on the film that you have on 911, I wanted to at least explain something, because, you know, though people see that one where the fireman had the FEMA guy talking about the founding fathers were terrorists, and if you were a religious person, I mean, the Christians, long time, and they took peoples and they cut their heads off if they didn't agree with them. And, you know, when you show that to somebody, you're going to find some person that doesn't even believe in Christ, but he'd be interested in the other stuff, and he's going to say, well, that's true, the Christians, and there were people that pretended to be Christians, what I'm saying, the establishment that did force gold down the Indian throat.
Well, sir, the point is, FEMA's on tape, the group of police saying, quote, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington are terrorists. Christians are enemies of the federal government.
Right. Well, he said the Christians would chop the head. At one time, they would chop your head off if you didn't believe in Christ.
Christians are bad.
And he's distorting it because he's confusing the principle of Christianity with the perversion of it. In other words, there are people pretending.
Yeah, the establishment government using the envelope of it to do it. Thanks
exactly.
for the call.
Okay, very good.
Hey, appreciate the call. I really do. I'm out of time. I'm not going to take any more calls this hour. I'm sorry. If folks want to hold into the next hour, you're welcome to do it. I'll take your calls. I just got to cover the news and get to all the other information. Oh, boy, where to start here? There's so much. I just want to scan through some of the news for folks that just joined us. Dozens of major papers are reporting this headline, Dead Scientists Feared Dark Actors Playing Games. Calls for Blair to quit over suicide of weapons expert. So now they're saying that the death of David Kelly was a suicide with no evidence of that. The police called it a grisly scene. He admitted that he had blown the whistle on some lying to Mr. Gilligan at the BBC. Now the new news spin is that he wasn't the mole. And then there's a wheel within a wheel that it may make Blair resign, which is what the globalists like to do. They know the war was wildly unpopular. They know the people are getting very angry about the police state and national ID cards and gun confiscation and the rest of it via this neocon Tony Blair. And so they might go ahead and get rid of Tony Blair and put in some other individual just to make the people think they've had a victory. I mean, the bankers did that in Argentina. They gave them six different presidents before they finally felt placated with having their bank accounts stolen. It's just cutting the heads off titular heads. That's all they're doing. Giving you a scapegoat when all Tony Blair is a puppet. But it's clear that they whack this guy to keep others from leaking, and they killed him in the old-fashioned mob style just so it's a message to everyone and anyone in government. And you can read about how Dr. David Kelly was saying that he was being harassed, he was being mistreated, he was being told to shut up, he was going to get his good name back. He had told friends this via telephone, via emails, on the record. Had three children, a wife, happily married, and goes out and commits suicide. And within hours now, that's the official story. Continuing, Dr. Kelly's final email to a friend can be read at Infowars.com. It was posted in the Sunday Mail yesterday. British voters blame government for Kelly's death. And Blair poll rating plummets. So is Bush approval rating plummeting. So look out. They may provide us with some terror so they can pose as our saviors. Tony Blair's reputation has suffered dramatically as a result of the death of Dr. David Kelly. A poll shows today Blair on the brink as Kelly family points the finger. And again, emails sent by Kelly accusing many dark actors of playing games, then killed himself. Sunday Herald, he didn't kill himself. See, with no evidence, they're just saying that before the cops even say it was a suicide. Again, here's another one from Anna Nova. Kelly warned of dark actors playing games, and then that gets into the harassment and the rest of it. The BBC has confirmed that Dr. Kelly was the main source for the report on Radio 4's Today program. They would not release that information previously. He had three meetings with Mr. Gilligan of the BBC. There's a profile of Dr. David Kelly. We have 18 U.S., British, and Australian, and one Russian microbiologist dying in airlocks, being stabbed to death, being shot, having their heads bashed in and thrown off bridges into water, and the government keeps ruling those suicides. That's right. One guy carved a pentagram in his back. They tried to rule it a suicide, the Washington Post reported, in Virginia. Then they caught the people that, quote, did it, some, quote, cult of young people. Turned out they'd been in government psychiatric custody, same M.O., and they just have them do some wacky satanic stuff to throw the news media off with the bizarreness. So you've got all these that's the Washington Post, by the way. You've got all these microbiologists killing themselves or dying and having pentagrams carved in them, being gutted, disemboweled. They're all in key bioweapons program areas with the mouse pox that kills all humans it comes in contact with, all folks, super bioweapon. They're all dropping dead. People involved in anthrax, smallpox dropping dead in this government. And now Dr. David Kelly, former head of bioweapons lab Porton Down, where they admit they did biotesting in the 80s on U.S. and British troops and killed them. Imagine being told what your duties are for the day. Oh, go sit on top of that tank. A plane's going to spray you with a simulant. You drop dead hours later. That's BBC. Kelly was there at the time, but was the head of it just a few years after that in the early 90s. Very bizarre stuff. What was he getting ready to blow the whistle on? Blair, again, called for a new world order last week, and neocons call him a conservative. Isn't that precious? This is out of the Herald. Again, Blair sets out his view of the new world order to Congress. And they've been praising him all over talk radio. The government officials and major newspapers are calling Blair a psychopath. That's out of the Mirror. We have a timeline of Dr. Kelly's death, very revealing, that we'll try to cover next hour. I've got a bunch of these stories on Kelly, but let me get to some of the other news. Here's another one out of The Scotsman, Blood on the Hands of the Spin Machine, talking about the death of Dr. David Kelly. And it just goes on and on with these particular articles. But let me go ahead now and get into some of the other news, because it is all extremely important. Here we go. This is concerning Iraq now, just a rundown of some of these articles. Prime Minister, weapons of mass destruction hunt could take years. Tony Blair yesterday warned that Iraq's weapons of mass destruction might not be found before the next general election, and the search could take years. But in an interview with the Far East Tour, the Prime Minister insisted they would eventually be tracked down. So there you have it. And Bush has been saying the same thing. Well, before the war, they said occupation would take 5 years. They want our troops to get killed. They want things to be badly coordinated. They don't want to have a real election. They're appointing the leaders of Iraq. They want things to go badly and then call in the UN as the good cop, as I've been saying for 2 years on this show. BBC, UN chief seeks Iraqi handover. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan is set to call for a swift handover of sovereignty to the Iraq people, the BBC has learned. And he said that this is the answer to end the bloodshed. And notice the UN said, accept UN troops on the ground or face America invading you. So either way, you get globalist control of your natural resources. Now America plays the part of the bad cop, gets demonized worldwide, picks up the bill, and then the savior, the UN, comes in, and the Iraqis buy the propaganda. The recommendations are contained in a report due to be presented to UN Security Council next week, a copy of which has been obtained by the BBC. Here's another one. Pentagon may punish GIs who spoke out on TV about how the 115-degree heat, lack of food, not being allowed to give medical treatment to the Iraqis, the incessant being shot at, the being lied to about how long their deployment would be. By the way, this was from Saturday. Now it's been reported that they are being punished. So I guess Saddam is secretly influencing them. I guess when all the Shiites went out and had a huge protest, Saddam controls that too, when the Shiites are against Saddam. Notice it's all Saddam's fault this is happening. The lying neocons say. The same neocons that say sweatshops are good, genetically modified food is good, and, well, Bush signing gun control laws is good too. Iraq report spotlight is on the White House aide. Senior White House advisor emerged as a key player in the surrounding the use of disputed intelligence on Iraq. President Bush's State of the Union speech prompting a partisan tug of war over Bush's responsibility for the misleading assertion. Folks, they're still saying it. They've been saying it for months after knowing it was fake. They knew it months before it was fake. Oh, there's so much other news in this Ron Paul neocon speech. It's all coming up.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back, folks. The frustration I have daily is that there's so much news, so much corruption. There's stacks of it. You know, the neocons are on the radio saying, hey, this will take years. Hey, our troops have got good morale. All the lying liberals are saying this. We need to get behind the troops. This is a just war to stop terrorism. And you know, this is all Saddam that's controlling this. The other Iraqis just love us. Well, funny, even generals are admitting that if they don't restore law and order, things are going to get worse, and that no, it's not Saddam forces by and large that are doing all this. Time running out to secure Iraq. Top Pentagon advisors have warned that time is running out for the United States to establish law and order in Iraq, where another U.S. soldier was killed by a bomb on Friday, and two more shot on a convoy yesterday. Again, troops attacked in Baghdad. A soldier and an Iraqi interpreter were killed, and three soldiers have been wounded in a gun and bomb attack in Baghdad. U.S. struggling to find replacement troops. This is out of Knight Ridder newspapers. Don't worry, they got a national draft lined up, and they'll spring it on you after they blow up something else. The Pentagon is scrambling to find enough fresh troops to begin an orderly rotation program that would bring home some 147,000 soldiers spread thinly across troubled Iraq. We'll get him. Top officials in Iraq say he believes Saddam Hussein is still alive. See, it's all his fault. In the war-battered nation, you know, they told us they killed him for sure twice with bombs. See, it's all psychology. It's like a comic book cartoon where the bad guy gets defeated each episode but is always back again. And they have trouble building up new boogeymen that don't really exist in reality, so they just keep retreading them over and over again. Oh, you know, the lightning hit your house. It was Bin Laden. You know, it's incredible. So now they're retreading him again. Oh, folks, there's just so much of this. Demonstrators rally for Saddam. And the Shiites doing it, Sunnis doing it. The Shiites are for America, but not anymore. They don't like what's happening. Here's another story. The Iraq war began a year before the official bombardment. And it says the Iraq war began in mid-2002 with intensive airstrikes under the guise of enforcing the southern no-fly zones over the country, a senior U.S. official admitted in remarks published yesterday. Again, they can say it's classified. It was hidden in plain view when they intensified almost daily bombings for a year. You don't call that war. You don't call that getting ready for the attack. They had special forces there months before killing and paying people off. Days before the ultimatum, give up your weapons or else. That was all staged. It was all theater, folks. I'm out of time for this hour. I know I said I'd get to the Ron Paul this hour. I'll get to it right when we start the next hour. The Ron Paul neocon speech. So please stay with me. The toll-free number to join us on air later will be 800-259-9231 as well. I'm going to read most of it, not all of it, and then we'll take calls the last 15 minutes of the next hour. I have produced 9 films. If you believe in what you're doing and want to support us, you need to get them. They're very good. They're well-produced. They expose who the real terrorists are. They expose an easy-to-understand, documented context who the globalists are and how to stop them. Get 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, to find out who carried out September 11th. Get my book, Descent to Tyranny, as well, that covers September 11th. Get my newest film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. It's excellent as well. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free right now and get involved in the fight for the Republic with the videos at 888-253-3139. Call, get the films, make the copies, wake America up. It's up to you. 888-253-3139. Please take action today. Don't wait. We'll be right back with the third hour.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most...